Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो आज बाबुल का रोना न पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का प्यारी प्यारी वो गुड़िया भी छूटी प्यारी प्यारी वो गुड़िया
Four minutes after 11 South African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I see many listeners, mashallah, are tuning in to our Blissful of Marriage every Wednesday between 11 to 12. I want to welcome our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. I hope they are doing well. I hope they are listening to me right now, and I hope they are chilling and smiling. And let's welcome our beloved engineer, brother Bonface. He's doing good. He's looking good. He's looking blue. That's our beloved engineer, brother Bonface. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners +27 84 786 3132. Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners. I know you are tuning in, and I know you are listening. I see Sister Khairun Daya, mashallah, from Marlboro. She's with us this morning. She loves listening to Markaz Sahaba. With no doubt about that. So I know you are tuning in. I know you are listening to us. So if you have any questions that troubling you, or you want to know about something, or you want to know about your married life, please forward your questions on 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. Today is the 17th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442, which is also the 28th of July, 2021, and we are coming to the end of the month, and of course next week we will be coming as well to the end of 1442. And if you look at it, my beloved wonderful listeners, if you look at it, we only have, I think, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 5 months left, inshallah, for the year 2021. So wherever you are, inshallah, please do feel free. Let's, inshallah, welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I want to say this to the listeners out there. If anybody wants the podcast, please, you must just send the word podcast, and we will be sending out to you, inshallah. If anybody wants the word podcast, we will be sending the podcast out to you. So you just send the word podcast on 084-786-3132. Ustad, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians.
Ustad, there's a brother says here by the name of Mas'ud, and he says that, dear Mufti Sahab, why are we foreigners branded for marrying South African women? I'm a Pakistani, Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bhai Masood, aapko pata hai ke bahut sare Pakistani, India wale, Egypt wale aur bahir wale yahan aakar shaadi karte hai, phir اپنے کاغذات کو ٹھیک ٹھاک کرتے ہیں پھر بھاگ جاتے ہیں ہم یوں تو نہیں کہتے کہ سب اس طرح کرتے ہیں لیکن بہت سارے اس طرح سے کرتے ہیں اس وجہ سے باہر کے لوگ اس کو بدنام ہو چکے ہیں اس وجہ سے What I told the brother because he must understand why so many people object When we study some of the Pakistanis, Indians, Arabs, African brothers from here and there, they come here and they go to the hold of some lady and marriage of convenience. They will go to the home affairs and once they get their ID, their permanent residence, then they dump the lady and then they go on to Europe, they go on to other parts of the world and so forth. So therefore, I myself also, if people ask me that there's a proposal for their daughter, sister, and it's a Pakistani or an Indian, Moroccan, Egyptian, Somalian, or whoever for that matter. So remember, we will say three things. Number one is this, do you know, is the boy a true Muslim? Because today, remember, you get Shias, you get Qadianis, you get Agahanis, all these characters, and they are non-Muslim. So how can you get your daughter, sister married to a non-Muslim? Sometimes our people get carried away with the jamal, with the handsomeness of that person, or they got carried away with the mal of that person, the wealth, and how influential he is. Or third one, they get carried away because you must remember that this person here has promised them so many things for the girl and her parents and so forth. So he has a glib tongue. You must remember, got the gift of the gab. He knows how to speak and so forth. So that's why we say that Do you know the family, first of all? How many incidents took place? The girl got married, and after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, she's pregnant. That person said, now I'm going back to my wife in Egypt or Morocco or Pakistan or India, and I got 2-3 children there, and she did not even know about that. So therefore, we will say that you must be extremely careful and circumspect in this regard.
There's a brother wants to know, Ustad, that... Can I marry a lady because she is rich, or can I change my niyat and intent and say because she is beautiful, Ustad?
Remember, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the criteria more than 1400 years ago. Tunkahul mar'a li arba'in. Normally, a male will marry the lady for one of four reasons: limaliha, either for her wealth; lijamaliha, either for her beauty, attractiveness; either lihasabiha, that he feels he's a non-entity, nobody knows him. Now if he gets married to this lady in the highest strata of society, and he will become famous and so forth. So if that is your intention, like you are saying, then Islam rejects all that. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلِدِينِهَا فَرْبِذَاتِ الدِّينِ And you marry that lady because of her piety, her character, her correct beliefs, and then you will be successful. The mal, the jamal, all that is temporary. And after that, see, people, multi-millionaires now in Durban, yeah, in Johannesburg, looting, rioting took place, and millions gone in one day, few hours. So that is what you see regarding this dunya. But when a person has true deen, then inshallah it will remain and be maintained by that person there till death. So walidinia first for bidatiddeen. If you are going to make and give prayer, we're not saying now, you mustn't look at the mal, you mustn't look at the jamal, don't make that priority number one. And that's what you are doing. You are making the jamal, the beauty, you are making the mal, the wealth, priority number one. So for that, Nabi alayhi salam said, taribat yadak, take your hands and put it in the sand. What it means? It means that when things don't work out, then you blame yourself. Remember that. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. Quran Sharif teaches us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall a person, remember it's because of the own actions of that person there. So that person there must not blame anybody else but himself. Now, this, if you want the verse, the reference of this here, it's Surah 42, Surah Shura, verse number 30, chapter 42 and verse number 30. And if you just look at it today, before we used to say that, look at the non-Muslims, how many divorces. But today, apna ghareban mein dekhna padta hai. We have to look within ourselves and see Muslim divorces spiraling out of control. You must remember these type of things here. Why? Because both parties, or definitely one party, no taqwa, no piety, no nothing. When I perform the nikah, Mona Arafat performs the nikah, anybody else performs the nikah. So we read certain verses from the Noble Quran. Every verse there got to do with taqwa and piety. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. Ya ayyuhal nasu taqu rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahida. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. This is the masnoon khutbah, the sunnah khutbah to render before actually performing the nikah. So to give the message to the boy, the husband to be, to the lady, the wife to be, that remember, if you want a good, solid marriage, then taqwa is the main criteria. But you yourself, what you said, normal is the main criteria, the wealth, or jamal, or the beauty is the main criteria. So therefore, remember, we find that our marriages, every day, I must receive a question regarding talaq and divorce and these type of issues. Allah alone protect us.
Ustad, there's a sister, she needs some advice from you, Ustad. She says that my sister wants to marry my brother-in-law, but the only problem is that he is double her age, and he keeps on saying that ponder on the internet of Hazrat Aisha and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Khadija. Ustad,
so you must remember, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. Surah chapter 21 verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So that is unanimous. Now Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, was 40 years old. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old. So 15 years gap we see. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The Master alayhi wa sallam was in his early 50s, and Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was very, very young. So you must remember that for something like this to happen in this day and this age, we will say that the girl must be happy, the lady, and there must be no duress, no coercion, nobody must force her. Second, the girl's father, especially parents, must be happy. Then only you can go ahead. But you, my brother, you forgot You see, when people coat, they have selective coating. They will only coat that portion which is suitable, convenient for them. Otherwise, Quran says, Uruban Ataraba. When you get married to women who can share the love with you. So how will you know that? You look at the sisters, look at the brothers, the siblings. Are they in stable marriages or everyone is divorced and so forth and so on? And second one, Ataraba. What is Ataraba? You were playing in the sand and she was playing in the sand at the same time. So to show if your ages are also very similar, so that will be desirable and meritorious, because then your outlook of life will be very similar as well. If one is 40, 50 and the girl is 15, 20, then remember there's a big age gap, then the outlook of life also, we don't say every time or all times, but we'll say most of the time is very, very different. So Islam took all these factors into consideration, and the biggest law of Islam, because we're discussing bliss of marriage, you must know, every avenue to zina, fornication, adultery, Islam closed it. Islam said you can't shake hands with the opposite gender when it is strangers. Islam said you can't be alone with them. Islam says that, remember, 100 lashes for fornication, death penalty for adultery. So Islam closed the door. And for nikah, Islam opened the door. Islam said, which is the best nikah? Inna a'adaman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. That where the least expenditure is incurred, that is the best nikah as far as baraka, blessing go, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So if you understand Islam, then you will understand these basic principles as well.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. The sister says that, of course, he fell in love, my brother-in-law, with my sister Ustad. So that's why they don't want to get married with that.
Remember, you see, when we break the laws of Islam, now you are married there in that family, so now that girl wants to get married to that boy, or that boy wants to marry to that girl. Why? Because we took the laws of parda, hijab, and we threw it right out of the window. So I am married to my wife. She got no sister. She's the only one. But now, when a strange man comes to see me, so then I tell him, no, this is my wife's sister, this, that. I'm the one to introduce them. And then the laws of parda, hijab are thrown away. Then they said they fell in love with one another. So from the start, you must remember, bina' ul-fasid al-fasid. Fasid. So meaning that from the start is a corrupted relationship, a haram relationship, is taking poison, and then you expect shifa. So that is where the ummah is today. We must remember that our foundations are so corrupted, but we want to put up a very, very smart edifice and structure and building. So it will not happen. It must crumble, because the foundation itself is so corrupted and so forth. So we are the biggest culprits. The laws of Islam, we just throw them away and don't even consider it wrongdoing. Say, no, it's all right. Let them talk, let them smooch, let them touch, let them do that, everything. So all shaitaniyat from the start it is.
I see a sister from Jamaican says, dear Mufti Sahib, it's true what you are saying. My husband is having an affair and nobody can stop him. Dear Mufti Sahib, why are our Muslim men always doing this, having affairs upon affairs? Ustad, anonymous.
What you mean nobody can stop him? You must remember, you go to your Maulanas, you go to your sheikhs, you go to all these people, somebody can speak to him. And if he's having affair upon affair, you must say as a wife, you are refused to sleep with him. Maybe he's got AIDS, maybe he's got sexually transmitted diseases, all these things here, he's taking his vaccine and parking it everywhere. You understood? So you must remember that parking in the loading zone, parking here and there. So you must say that as a wife, you don't sleep with him. And there's no sin upon you. Then he will tell you the angels are cursing you. You must tell him the angels are not cursing you. You are tayyiba. You are pure and chaste. He is the khabis. He is the immoral, impure one. regarding this ayat here, Surah 24, verse 26, Allah Jalla Wala revealed it to exonerate Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when the hypocrites and munafiqeen made wild accusations, allegations against Siddiqah, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah Jalla Wala said, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat, the impure woman for the impure man, the impure man for the impure woman. So your husband, if what you are saying is true, 100% is khabith, he's impure, he's immoral, the death penalty will apply to him. So you don't sleep with him, nothing. Second one, you tell him that these are your options, and you must see which option you want to exercise. You can say and request you want talaq from him. You can tell him you want temporary separation from him. You can go to the ulama and jamiat and whoever you have confidence in and apply for a fasakh, annulment of marriage on the grounds of adultery, infidelity. You can forgive him. So all these are your options. You must decide which one you want to exercise. But you must remember, this is true, that because freedom came in 1994, pornography came, abortion came, escort agencies came, prostitution basically came, so all the people just turn a blind eye. Kullu halal, zon ke lungil. So they just made everything good. So Islam say all this haram, remember that. So abortion haram, prostitution haram, escort agency haram, adultery haram, gay business haram. But the Muslim themselves, they brought the whole sanama in their home. Just go and see, go visit 100 Muslim homes, and then 80, 90 of the home, you will find this screen, and all that. So, and you will find one crooked Maulvi giving a lecture there on the TV as well. So they halalize that as well. So Allah forbid that we are the ones who have become so corrupted ourselves. We say the politicians are corrupt, but we ourselves are corrupted also. So therefore I say, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. So we must know. So Islam did not say that no, let him do what he wants to and nobody can stop him. I gave you all these options. Mm-hmm. So you can walk out, you can do that. And the most important thing, start ta'aleem in your house. Mm-hmm. Make your madrasa, make your house a madrasa. Make your house a khanka. Bring the love of Almighty Allah back in the house. Bring the love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam back in the house. Bring the love of Islam back in the house. Take Riyadu Salihin of Allama Nawawi rahimahullah and every day read that. Take the books of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, the Fazail works. All that, we got no time. But to watch TV, to watch soccer, to watch cricket, to watch Olympics, to watch movies, to watch pornography, all that, too much time. So astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So what do we expect then? So remember these type of things there, that we inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. People will say racism, people will say apartheid, people will say this. I say for us Muslim, who is ulama? I'm asking you, who's ulama? Is the ulama the one who studied Bukhari Sharif and so forth, big titles, big certificates? Is that the ulama? No, that's not ulama. Allah mentioned one condition, then you are ulama. Although you must remember, people may not know you, but that are the ulama. Innama yakhshallaha min ibadihi al-ulama. Innama fahasar. Hasar means only, solely, exclusively. Yakhshallah, only those people from the servants of Almighty Allah who fear Allah, they are the ulama. So if the alim does not have khashya, he doesn't have the real fear of Allah, then he can have all the certificates and so forth. People can call him the biggest title, Hazrat and what those and so forth. Remember, by Allah, that person is not an alim. And a person who's got the quality of taqwa and khashya and through piety, so he He is the Alim, even if people don't call him the Alim. Allah Jalla Wala has made this very clear in the Noble Quran, Surah Fatir, chapter 35 and verse 28. So therefore, you must remember when people tell, therefore the ladies, I say, forget all this, I'm an Alima and all that. So you must remember that, say you're a Taliba, and our Maulvis also, that we fooling ourselves. You must remember, I'm an Alim, I'm thus, all. So if you don't have Khashya, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, if you want, you know Urdu, you know English, go read Ma'ariful Quran. And he gave all the examples there under this verse here, Surah 35, Surah Fatir, just before Surah Yasin, and verse 28. So that is where we are. That all these other things are secondary. We ourselves, we have removed that quality of taqwa, piety, and therefore we are suffering so much in all parts of the world.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, you need to listen to this message. The sister that her son got married to, that 42-year-old woman, and she says she's going to message to that sister because her son is very sickly at the moment, and he lost so much of weight, dear Mufti Saab. It seems this woman, she's got a spell on my son. Or maybe just woman, she just like to be intimate with my son. A message to that woman, Allah's curse is on you. And watch what's going to happen to you. Anonymous mommy, Ustad.
Yeah, but you can't be cursing people when your son is the guilty party. When we told your son he must not marry, he told us to go fly a kite. When we told your son not to get married, he said, no, I am going to marry her because I want the money from her. So mashallah, she put him through the gymnastics, so now he's tired and retired, finished. Stood, so I must remember. So she knew what she was doing, but your son didn't know what he was doing. He thought he's going to enjoy himself daytime, nighttime, every time, and now bichara, he's flat out, knockout, you understood, and this type of thing. So no sense cursing others, mother, that you have to ask your son that where's his common sense also, remember that. That is something I can't understand. People want to curse everybody else, but the problem is you yourself. So you must remember, when I tell you don't get married, you tell me fly a kite. When I tell you don't get married, you say, no, I'm going to marry her because of the money. So I mean, now who do we really blame? I just read the verse for you just now. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. So if your son is so unhappy, and so why you don't give divorce? Simple. He can walk out of that marriage, but it's not about spell and jadu and all that. He himself brought all these problems upon himself. You must remember that. We tell you there's a hole there. You see here in front of my house, we, the Dawood Mota and all of us here, we call it the highway. You understood? So last week, Eid Day, I remember, they came and us, they closed it up. So now these guys can't go, the taxis and the vehicles over the railway line and all that on the other side. So yesterday they came, the youngsters, old people, they pushed that tree this way, that way, the trunk and all that. Now the traffic is going again. A comedy of errors, you understand? The people who think they're going to solve the problem, here's it. You know, Latas job in our amendment and all that. You say, okay, Latas Mario I. That's a proper term. Just shortcut, foolish, doing some job there. So these chaps here, yeah, do you think they're going to worry? They just come, 10 guys pull over this way, the highway is open again. So Uplang Highway we call it, you understand? So you must remember this type of... So that is what your son did. So it's very wrong, according to Ami, that for you to start cursing other people, if your son is the main problem here.
Mothers ask Ustad, can they come and get maybe a ta'weez from you, Ustad?
We don't give no ta'weezes. My tabiat and nature is such. Allah bless my parents and my mother and all of them, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. She used to go get ta'weez from here, there, from very young, 3, 4, 5 years old. When she wasn't looking, I should take the ta'weez and just throw it away. I say, I don't believe in these things here. So you mustn't believe too much in all these ta'weez and that. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala and said, the hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim, Ya Uqba, يتأوذ بهما فإنه لا يتأوذ بمثلهما. The best تعويذ is قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس. You will never get anything better than this. So when the Master عليه السلام is telling us this, today who gives تعويذ? This Amil will tell you do this, do that. You go by 80%, 90%. He'll tell you daughter-in-law did this. He'll tell you mother-in-law did this. He will tell you this one did this. You got one problem, by the time you leave him, you got 100 problems. So you must remember that bunch of mufatiyas, if you ask me, they are. If you understood our terminology, I don't say all, but I'll say 80-90%.
A Rivat sister says, dear Honorable Mufti Saab, I really love you for the pleasure of Allah. Everything involves around our husbands. Why don't we wives get credit for what we do? Rivat sister, Ustad.
100%, you must remember every time I mentioned it. Quran Kareem says, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. Allah is commanding every husband, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with equity, with love, with justice and respect. An easy example, how you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, why don't you treat your wife just like that or even better? Look at Uswatun Hasana. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the best role model for humanity for eternity. So that is our belief. There's no question about that. So that is why Nabi alayhi salam married so many wives also. There are many asbab and reasons and wisdom. One of the many reasons is this. To show humanity, when you married a wife who's elder than you, look at the Master alayhi salam and Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. Oh you ummah, remember this. When no one wanted to believe in me, she believed in me. When no one wanted to support me materially, financially, she gave me all her assets and money. And she's the mother of my 6 children. Innaha kanat wa kanat. But this ummah, by and large, have forgotten the contribution of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Tahira was a title, radiallahu anha. So she is unique, she's exemplary. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Aisha, to show this ummah, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, if your wife is younger than you, and you are elder than her, she's a virgin and so forth, so how much you interact with her, she became who? The greatest muhaddisa among the ladies. And 2,210 ahadith, she became known as Wu Humaira, the one who's red in complexion. When you treat your wife like that, muwaffaqa, guided by Allah Jalla Wala, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. So that is the reason you find the wisdom of that. So credit must be given first to our mothers. Our mother is special. Therefore, you must remember we reject all this kufr system that one day in a year, a Mother's Day and Father's Day. For us as Muslims, every day is Mother's Day, Father's Day. Just now recently, three weeks ago, that I had to address students. They were going home, so I asked them, Madrasa students, I asked them that how many of you kissed you understand your mother's hand? So they all looked down. So when I asked them how many kissed the boy, the girlfriend, you understand, they start laughing. You understand? What is haram? So that is current. That is very common. And what is not only halal, what is sunnah and encouraged? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha kissing the Mubarak blessed hand of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing her hand. So we must be the one to show our children who is a mother, who is a father, who is a wife and so forth. So the wife must get credit, remember that. For what Nabi alayhi salam was, Sayyida Aisha reporting the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. She states, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum. The best of you are the best of you for your wives and your children. And I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ana khayrukum li ahali. I am the best to my wives and my children. So let me just give you one saying. You know, when we were in school, they say behind every successful man is a woman. So I add one word there. I say behind every successful man is an exhausted woman.
Subhanallah.
Because from the morning, tahajjud Allah. Time, fajr time, they busy with the husband, busy with the children, busy then with the grandchildren, busy again the husband, and it goes on. When everybody's is done, then she will go and sleep, retire a little bit and rest. So obviously we have to give them credit. But remember, who will give credit? Those people who have iman and they have taqwa and piety.
I see the brother says, credit must be given to our senior ulama who went to Durban and approached all the people out there. You being the senior mufti of the country, what have you done? Just being behind the mic, you and your papi Maulana Arafat. Who's that brother?
Yeah, they went there because you must remember, they worried about the way the money will come from now, the scholars for dollars. Tell your scholars for dollars, they must stop going as friends of the court to close the masjid. Tell your people there, your scholars for dollars, you can't call them ulama, that they must go there. So again, they're going next week as friends of the court, and you must remember to change the laws of nikah and marriage and so forth. Tell your scholars for dollars, they must stop taking money from the kuffar Shias. They got no shame and no piety. They can't even say the Shias are kuffar, a disgrace to humanity, you and them.
Allahu Akbar. Well, it's 19 minutes to 12. You are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. My name, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, our beloved senior ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. Ustaz, let's go to overseas. I think it's in Australia, Perth. Listener says, Salams dear Mufti Sahab, I told my wife I want to remarry. She said I must do whatever I want to do. Should I listen to her? Khansab from Perth, Ustaz.
Khansab, yeah, in South Africa, just to bring you up to speed, I don't know if you know South African history, I don't think so, you know our politics here. There was a political party, PFP, a long time ago. So the people used to say PEC for Perth, you see, PFP. So anyway, so Perth is in Australia. So you, Khansab, now three advices, one for you. Quran Kareem says in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. You say you want to take another wife. You know you got big lockdown there in Australia, and 5 million people are under lockdown, and how many million? When I look at it, I'm amazed. You know what's happening in Australia. So anyway, they're calling it the prison colony. So there's all the names they're giving to you all day in Australia. So anyway, now you say that you're getting bored or what have you, so you want to take another wife. So Quran says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا, that if you fear you can't do justice with your both wives or three wives or four wives, in your case two wives, then فَوَاحِدَا, then you stick to your old wife, old is gold. So that is my first advice to you. Number two is this, look at the conversation. I don't know you, Kansab, I don't know your wife. So look at the conversation that you sent to us. Your wife said that do whatever you want to. That is a sign of a woman who is frustrated and desperate, because every day, every second day you bring up this topic. So she got fed up and she told you just do whatever you want to do. That doesn't mean she's happy about it. She's trying to tell you that can't you speak of something else? Have you forgotten all the sacrifices she made? I don't know how many children you got. Do you think when you bring the second wife, then this wife here, your first wife and your children will welcome her and put garland and all? So what happens when you die and there's inheritance and all that? Do you think of all these issues? You are in lockdown. Do you have the money, the income? And you know how expensive Australia is. So there are 101 issues you should think about before just thinking of yourself and your lust and desire. So Khansab, ये मेरी मेरी राय तो ये है, अब फिर गौर कर लीजिए, और मेरी राय तो ये है अब भूल जाए ये सब मामला जो है. फॉरगेट अबाउट ऑल दिस, स्टे विद योर ओल्ड वाइफ. You will get gold, but she will remain gold all the time.
Allahu Akbar. I see that the brother from Binoni says, to that question, dear Honorable Mufti Sahab, to the brother Khan Sahab, I have asked my wife to take a second wife, and she has given me permission. I have made the biggest mistake of my life. And today, that second wife of mine, she is finishing me. She wants my wealth and everything will start. Anonymous brother from Binoni.
And when you're going to fall sick, Master Acton will day in Binoni, the first wife will come put all the zembak and all that. And second wife will be busy with all the lipstick and all the makeup and all that. Because you also, she caught you hook, line and sinker. You see? So she's telling you also, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Just yesterday was Tuesday, yesterday or Monday, one chap sent me a contract. You understood? He said that this wife here, she says if I marry her, I must give her so much, and that, and even if I die, then after death also I must still pay her. You understood? So, bidding for my inheritance, she's demanding extra than what the Quran says. Can you expect all these things? Crazy things. So you must remember, so I can't understand how the men fall for all these things there. So you got no one else to blame. You blame yourself, my brother. Because Quran taught you, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own deeds, your own actions. Action and reaction, cause and effect.
Ustad, the brother is asking, can you give him permission to give a talaq, the second wife, Ustad?
So you must remember, how can I give you permission? I don't even know you. I don't know your first wife. I don't know. So we never advocate talaq. We will say, now you are in that mess, so now you must do justice. If you can't do justice, then remember the consequences. Our motto is always, in this program here, bless of marriage, jorna, no ke torna. We say, make the home, not break the home. So we just tell you, remember the hadith in Abu Dawood and Mishkat and various compilations. Man kanat lahu imra'atan. When a person has two wives, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa ma la ila ihdahuma, and you favoring one over the other, you're not doing justice. Ja'a yawm al-qiyama wa shiqquhu saqit. You will come on the day of Qiyamah, your whole body will be bent one side, humiliated, disgraced. Everybody will know this man had 2, 3, 4 wives, and he shouldn't do justice, so therefore he will be humiliated, ala ru'usil qalaik, in front of the entire humanity, and so forth. So my brother, I hope you got 2 separate houses, so tell your wives, these are the rules, and so forth, and you're going to practice justice, and you must practice it. Don't get your understand a ghulam and a slave of the new one dictating to you, do this. And if you can't fulfill what she's doing, then she herself will ask you, she wants separation.
Ustad, Anonymous says, why do Muslim women raise sons who are spoiled and lazy? This is not Islam, it is our Indian patriarchy, Ustad.
So you must remember that is not only the mother. You got the wrong end of the stick and miswak, my brother. Who gives the money? So you must remember the father. So it's not only among the Indians. You go to the Arabs, you go to so many cultures, you will see that. So that they will spoil the sons, buy them the best cars, buy them the best gadgets and all that. Whether they're studying or if they're studying and that, then it's good. They're becoming a hafiz, this, that, is the incentive, you do something, that's good. But remember, so many cases I know, they do nothing. Just sit on their laurels, think of Hadi, play with the TV, play with this gadget, and the parents are spoiling them, and so forth and so on. So what do you expect then? You must remember that. So that is not only the mother spoiling them, it's the father spoiling them more than the mother. The mother will have the soft spot for her children, but the father with the money. You know why all this happens? Because I'm asking you, I don't know you, brother, right? But we're speaking generally, obviously. You take 100, you take 1,000 Muslim parents. Ask that father, when last you had a heart-to-heart chat with your daughter? You ask the mother, when last you had a discussion with your son? There's nothing like that. Today, 90%, 80% is out of the window, thrown out. You must remember, therefore, our family life has become dysfunctional. Where is the father? He's busy day and night in his business. Weekend comes, he wants to de-stress, to detox. So what he does? Go play golf. Sometimes golf is in a golf field, sometimes golf is what the secretary is playing. You understood? So you must remember this thing. You ask the woman that she's getting fed up because the husband is not there. So she say, give me more money, and then she will go to the mall, and sometimes she will meet Paul. So that is what's happening. I'm speaking of Muslim. I don't say all, obviously. I'll say many. Then you see the children, they feel neglected. They go to father. Father is too busy. Go to mother. Mother is too busy making panchat. One call, one hour. She's busy on the line, on the phone, and children. Busy with a TikTok. Tok tik and TikToks and all that. So, now, how do you satisfy your children? They don't share the love, they buy the love. So how you buy the love? Just take this 100 rand and go. Take this $100 and go. Take this 1,000 rand and go. So that is the crime we are committing today. You must remember that. We're not sharing the love. We are buying the love. That, okay, what you said you want? You want the latest cell phone? Yeah, take the money, go buy. What you said you want? Latest iPad? Yeah, go. Go buy, yes, it here. What you said you want? I want the latest TikTok? Yeah, take, go buy TikTok. So that is what the parents are doing today. So when you do that, is a recipe for disaster, is a recipe for failure. You're setting your children up for failure. I give you one, two easy examples. You see the lady. All this panchat comes to us here by email, by this, by WhatsApp, and this. And we've got no reason to lie. They will tell you this lady here, she came from a millionaire family. So now they were in Durban or Cape Town or Hammanskraal or wherever, right? So the lady said something, I like this furniture, I like this clothing, I like this. So the husband said, just leave it, you got enough. She said, no, you can't tell me that. You're not paying it for, my father is paying for it. Because she got the father's credit card, you see. So in that they have fight, then the marriage breaks. Now I'm asking you, who's to blame in these cases here? That the father told, you take the credit card and you spend because I'm multimillionaire, I'm millionaire and all. But I'm asking you, now you already undermined the husband already. Husband will say no. See, who the hell are you to tell me no? You see, so see how we set up our children for failure. So think properly what we are doing.
I see a revered sister says, I thoroughly enjoy your shows very much, dear Mufti Saab. I'm a revered sister, 2 years in Islam. But sometimes you are hard-hitting. So she wants to know, Ustad, what is the real problem with Ukhsa, the sister? A revered sister, Ustad.
Sister, you must remember, in Islam, we can't be putting on a smile all the time. Did you study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? I'm asking you. So you go 2 years in Islam, you will do yourself a big favor. There are great books, and for you, a great book to read, because the English and everything is very good. And you can get it online also, you don't have to buy it and so forth. Just put there, sister, the sealed nectar. And remember, Safiyur Rahman, that is the author and so forth. Ar-Rahikul Makhtum is the Arabic. We got the English and Arabic and all that. So you must read that book. Now I want to teach you something, sister. The Master, alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the only one who personality, the most beloved, the most precious to Allah in the entire universe. But mercy to the entire universe. But go study, after the migration, how many battles, how many ghazawat, we use the term, did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go and, bin nafsi nafis, himself he participated in, 27 battles, to fight the enemy.
Allahu Akbar.
How many saraya? Saraya means the Master alayhi salatu salam sent out his sahaba, his students, to go and fight the enemy. Although he himself, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not participate. 50. 27, the Master Alisam. So my sister, sometimes we have to be soft. Sometimes we have to be jovial. Mm. And sometimes we have to be firm. And Quran is teaching us this, sister. Write this reference down. Chapter 66 and verse number 9. So remember that. I'll read it for you. Surah 66, verse number 9. Ya ayyuhan nabi. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jahidil kuffar, you must wage jihad against the kuffar. When they want to cause us harm, wal kuffar, jahidil kuffar, wal munafiqeen, and you must fight the munafiqeen. So you must expose them. How Nabi alayhi salam exposed them. Waghluz alayhim. And be firm and solid against them. So you ask me, what is the problem with Uqsa? This is the problem. I wrote a whole article on it. I said, if you look at South Africa, you look at our predecessors. It was the golden era of Islam. You must remember that. Who can forget Imam Twangguru? So you must remember this. So they were the people who in Robben Island, from memory, they wrote the Quran. The first Quran in the history of South Africa. That's a golden era. You take Mohana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, to start the first Darul Uloom in South Africa in 1973, that students could study in South Africa. 1983, I was teaching the final year students as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah's mercy. 7 students graduated. So that's golden era. He translated the Quran in Zulu. You take, for example, you must remember Sheikh Salih Abadi in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Hundreds and thousands of students became Hafiz by him. You take Hafiz Abdul Rahman, so there. You take Mias Farm, what contribution they made, worth printing the Quran. When we were young and very, very small, they used to come and take. So we can't forget all that. That's golden era. Then came the silver era. So you must remember politics came into it. Then the Maulvis joined the apartheid regime. And they went, you must remember, into bed with the apartheid regime. But still they held on to the deen. But now we've gone the junk era. Like how South African money is junk status. Our politicians and politics is considered as one of the most corrupt in the world. You can go see it in the Google. South Africa is considered as one of the most corrupt countries in the world. So you must remember, that's where our Maulvis, Uqsa and them are. 3-4 questions you ask yourself. Who went to court to close the masjid? I'm asking you. 2020, a darkest day in the history of South Africa, in the history of Muslims, unprecedented in human history. Maulvis, sheikhs go to court to close the masjid. Nobody can deny that. Quran is condemning them, then what else is left? Surah 2 verse 140. So that's one problem, and they will never apologize. They are ego. That crooked chap here who phoned just now sent the message, senior ulama. Senior ulama with so much pride and arrogance, so that they won't apologize. What senior ulama are you talking about? So you must remember these type of things. So that's a crime. A dabba here, a stain on them. Every one of them that dies, he will die with that stain. Remember that. So that is lahum fid dunya khizyu walahum fil akhirati azabun azim. Surah 2, Allah will place disgrace upon them. This is second part. The disgrace is coming again. Now again, next week Thursday, they will go to court, friends of the court, to defend who? Human Legal Center. A non-Muslim organization, and they want to now recognize marriages with all the consequences, meaning to modernize everything, you must remember. To sell the Sharia, destroy, subvert the Sharia. So again, you must remember, friends of the court. So again, another disgrace. So that is our jihad. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Remember that we have to defend the truth and promote the truth. That is our function. That is second one. Third one, people who can't even make a public statement against the kuffar Shias. Why? Because the Shia sympathizers give them money. Are you not ashamed of yourself? How will you stand in front of the Master, alayhi salam, when these kuffar Shias are cursing Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Allah forbid. How will you stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu? Do you think that they will be happy with your stance? Where you can't say Shias are 100% kuffar? Be honest about this. Stop playing games and politics. So you must remember, who is promoting the government's agenda? Everything government say no, permissible. Vaccine, permissible. Third, permissible. That, permissible. So rather join the politics. Why you want to become a Maulvi and all these things here? Yeah? So you're selling the deen. Haq. Quran Kareem says, when you the ulama, latubayyinunnahu linnas, you must speak the truth and you must explain. Don't hide. Only people will hide, Quran says, فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Those people who sold the deen in exchange of a meager sum, فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. What a horrible deal you made, O Uqsa. You cut favor with the Shias, you cut favor with the government, you cut favor with the Human Legal Center. Shame and disgrace upon you. May Almighty Allah destroy you and dismantle you. Surah 3, verse number 187. That is the problem, junk status. Inshallah, these are our programs. Inshallah, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock after the news. Importance of bringing complete deen into our life by Mufti Muhammad Saeed Mutara, one of the senior ulama in South Africa. 1 o'clock Adhan to 1:30 Surah Qasas, verses 73 to 75. 1:30 to 2 Surah Tawbah, verses 61 to 64. 2 to 3 Madrasa on AM on Zahid Khan, inshallah. 3 to 3.30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3.30 to 4, Husne Zan. Good, you must think good of people. That is, provided they don't do haram things. You know, can't be thinking good of everybody when they're doing haram things. So Mufti Taqi Usmani. And then 4 to 5, the life of a prisoner. So meaning for a Muslim, the world is a prison. Do this, don't do that. Qari Rashid Dabelia. Good topic, mashallah. Then 5 to 7 will be Moana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of today's tafsir. 7.30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel. 8 to 10, Brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan. Medical file, he's speaking to Dr. Mir, and they're speaking about the exercise and all that. So very good, spiritual, physical exercise. And then 8 to 9, mashallah, that the other programs also. 10 to 11, we'll have Dr. Ridwan Kaji, inshallah. Not Dr. Maulana Ridwan Kaji. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I'll leave you with this message. Somebody says Mufti Saab is hard, but he is the best. And if you follow him, you will get strong Islamically and love Islam. Take it from another revered sister. You wouldn't go astray and would be up to date. Take it from me. Have the listeners not noticed how many people apologized to our beloved Mufti Saab on air? Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.